When one thinks of the Mafia, one typically thinks of The Godfather. However, with the death of the former head of the Gambino crime family, John Gotti, that stereotype needs to be updated. Increasingly, organized crime focuses on computer and financial scams, an area not normally associated with the traditional mob. In fact, white-collar crime is more closely linked with Russian criminal activity. Nathan King reports from New York on the future of organized crime in the Big Apple.
Godfather Waltz. But for Mafia watchers recently, there has been little to sing and dance about.
He had that way about him, he had a smile about him, and he was a bit mysterious in a way, and he kept beating the rap, and we called him the Teflon Don.
Gene King, a Manhattan court reporter for the Reuters news agency, remembering John Gotti, the Teflon Don, the Dapper Don, who died recently of cancer in federal prison. For many, the years John Gotti ruled the Gambino crime family in New York represented the heyday of the Italian mafia. And his death begs the question, who is running things now? After all, out of the big five Italian crime families, only one has a boss who is alive or is out of prison, which has led some to question whether the future of the mafia in New York will be Italian at all. Russian men playing chess on Brighton Beach in Brooklyn. Dubbed Little Odessa, the area is home to many of the 30,000 Russian immigrants that have settled in New York since the collapse of the Soviet Union. The early 90s saw a surge of Russian organized crime in the area, and headlines to match. Even though they're smaller and less organized than Italian gangs, the Russians attracted a lot of attention.
Да. Понятно. Я тебя накормлю, безусловно, если ты мне сообщишь хороший материал.
Alexandra Grant is the editor of NRS, the only Russian language daily newspaper in the US. He's also an expert on organized crime.
Russian organized crime networks in the United States is much more sophisticated than Italians. They're better educated. They're more active. And they're more manipulative because they're younger. They have to survive. After all, Italians are living on their cliché. They're living in their old beds and maybe in old coffins. They use the same tactic as they have to use 10 years ago, 20 years ago, and 50 years ago. But in the age of computers, in the age of white-collar crime, Russians are much more successful.
Just how successful became evident back in the summer of 1999, when a worldwide investigation led US authorities to uncover a Russian money laundering scheme which was channeled through the Bank of New York and may have been worth as much as $10 billion. Names like Semyon Mogilevich and Sergei Makhalov became as well known at FBI headquarters as John Gotti or Paul Castellano had once been. Meanwhile, the papers were full of tales of crumbling Soviet society, spawning a new mafia class that threatened to infiltrate the shores of the United States. Alexandra Grant believes Russian crime would have spread much further had it not been for the vast distances between Moscow and New York.
We are lucky that the United States are on the other side of the ocean, and from Russia is a long way to here. The customs regulation in America is very hard. Passport control, immigration rules are very hard, much harder than in Europe. So hard criminals from former Soviet Union prefer to have their havens there.
Another reason why the Russian mafia may have found it hard to achieve success comparable to its Italian counterpart may have been the early success of law enforcement. In 1995, the FBI caught Vyacheslav Ivankov, or as he was nicknamed, Yaponchik, meaning little Japanese. He was hailed as the Russian godfather. His arrest and conviction was seen as a body blow to the fledgling Russian rackets. But the truth may lie elsewhere. Russian organized crime is very differently structured to the Italian mafia. There is no military structure, there are no captains, and there's no tradition of dons. Still, Michelle McPhee, crime reporter for the New York Daily News, thinks it would be foolish to say the Russian organized crime is now contained.
The cops really just can't infiltrate them as well as they infiltrated the Italians, you know, or they're just not as interested in infiltrating them as they were in infiltrating, you know, the five crime families in New York City. Also, I think in some ways the Russians are a lot more dangerous. There's certainly journalists are reluctant to even go into that territory because they have no qualms about shooting someone in the head.
McPhee believes that the Italians and the Russians can coexist, with the Russians concentrating on white-collar crimes while the Italians focus on traditional modes of operation. She says the Italians are quietly learning the lessons of the flamboyant Gotti years.
I think in some ways it's the mob here is just as powerful, but there's certainly no one willing to do what John Gotti did and to become such a public figure that it also brought, with all the attention that he got from the media and from the public, he brought the same sort of attention from law enforcement.
So peaceful coexistence seems to suit both the Russian and Italian organized crime gangs for now. And Alexandra Grant believes that despite early successes, the Russian mafia still has a long way to go to catch up with the Italian mob.
Maybe it will come, but up to now, Russian organized crime in the United States is pretty on low degree. I can compare it with Italians in early 20s, something like that.
And so, with John Gotti gone and Yaponchik behind bars, the flamboyant years of Russian and Italian organized crime here in New York may be over. But the fact that they're out of sight doesn't mean they're inactive. Far from it. But it does make reporting on the mafia far less fun for court reporters like Reuters' Gene King.
It's not just the same. I mean, we keep getting press conferences that tell us that, you know, 23 members of this family or that family are behind bars, and we don't even know their names or who the hell they are, you know. But you know, you knew who John Gotti was. You know, and like he was the epitome of the mafia. That was what it was all about.
For Common Ground, I'm Nathan King in New York.